A new year, time for new growth. Grow your education and skills with Herzing University. Our online behavioral health programs fit your schedule and time. From an 8-month diploma program in health and human services to a 36-month bachelor's in psychology. Grow your behavioral health career with us wherever you are in your education. Your future starts now at Herzing University. Visit us online at herzing.edu or text health to 85109. Online at herzing.edu or text health to 85109.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Sometimes the world looks like you ain't ever seen it before. Stuck behind never-ending windows, all you need is a door. Searching for something to put a smile back on your face. Just remembering unusual times that can come from an unusual place. You need a partner for the ride, 'cause everybody needs a Clyde. So set your worries to the side. Just ask, say the word and I'll be there. Just ask, you know the greatest things in life all come in a pair. They say hindsight's 20/20, but that ain't far enough. Pretend I got a hand I can lend, 'cause when you really need a friend, just ask. Shit 90 Shows taught me.
Shit 90 Shows taught me was not filmed before a live studio audience.
Do you not want to wait? Neither do we. Welcome back to Shit 90 Shows taught me. I'm Jess Sterling here with my co-host, Sarah Ferguson. Sarah, how are you?
Hey, Jess. Bad news is that we kind of did make our people wait. You know,
we did. You know what? We say we don't want to wait, and
but we made them wait. Is that rude of us?
I mean, I think people are super understanding given the time of year that we're recording. It's right. The holiday season. Right. So doopy doop and dickety dock or whatever the song
what?
Is. Oh, like, you know, it's the holiday season.
Oh, right. You are such in the holiday season.
I mean, I don't know that I couldn't possibly be with like I've been to like two different Christmas parties at this point. Yeah. I haven't wrapped a single present.
Oh, yesterday I did that.
I mean, I don't know where I'm going to find the time to do it. I might do some today. But yeah, mm-hmm. I think people are understanding. Like, you went on vacation. We ran out of time to record. It is what it is. You know, people understand.
Yeah. I went to Las Vegas.
How was Las Vegas?
I'll never go
back. Did you get lit like Joey did? Did you do some singing?
No singing. But I didn't get super drunk. I was promised that if you were at the tables or around the tables, the drink service would be popping.
Was it popping?
It was not popping.
That's devastating.
Maybe I had to hang out in the high stakes tables where the minimums were $100.
Oh my gosh. Maybe what did you play? What was your game of choice?
I became fond of the bubble craps, which is not at an official table, but basically you press a button and then like the dice bubble over.
Seen that. Yeah, yeah, it's like electronic, right?
Yeah, it's hard to the longevity of the game is long depending on as long as you don't roll a 7.
Right.
And the money is promising. It comes if once again you don't roll a 7. So all you have to do is not roll a 7.
Yeah, I've been around craps. The thing is, I get very nervous. I'm not a gambler by nature.
Yeah.
I don't have a ton of experience with it. I get very nervous going to like the official tables with like other people because I'm like, they're going to judge me. They're going to know I don't know what I'm doing. Like there's a lot of pressure, especially craps. Like people have their like weird little rituals they do with the dice and everything. When we went to Atlantic City a few months ago, I really liked the electronic roulette table.
Yes.
Big fan. Because it was so relaxing. You just sit, you hit some buttons, you watch some screens. There's no pressure.
Yeah.
I loved it.
Yeah, that's what I did. I went to what else I did. My favorite day was probably the spa day. And that was because I was mainly
at the spa
on my own. The masseuse was a heavy breather.
Oh, no. Could you not have, like, AirPods or something? Like, could you do – no? I don't know. I don't get massages.
You don't really do AirPods. I mean, it's really touch and go. You never know what you're going to get unless you go to a salon regularly and you really find your person. And I'm kind of weird because I really – I don't think I'm a loud breather at all. But – if I'm breathing like quieter than my masseuse, then I feel like we're doing something wrong. It's
that's
like
fair.
It gave me the ick.
When they massage.
It gave me the ick. I was you know what? I mean, like eventually I got over it, but then, like, sometimes I would hear him breathe and then it would, like, get me out of it.
Yeah, you're trying to, like, relax and all you hear is...
It's true, though. It happened. And I was just That's less breathing. I just want you to hold your breath for the entire 50 minutes.
Is that too much to ask?
Is that... Yeah. The entire 50 minutes. That's it. Don't breathe one breath near or around me. Yeah. And then we're fine.
Yeah.
Then you get 5 stars on Yelp or whatever the fuck you want to be.
Oh my God, Yelp. I haven't used Yelp in ages. Anyway, we're here to talk about Dawson's Creek, season 5, episode 11, something wild. Something wild.
Yeah, something wild.
Yeah, something wild. This episode was like honestly pretty good. Like
it's pretty
good.
Okay, so the downside is like I've watched this episode I think like twice. Both times I fell asleep during it. But I don't know if that's because I was tired or because I don't know or it's a snooze. Yeah. I don't think it's a snooze fest. I just think that I was tired.
I think so. I like this episode. I feel like this is a decent episode for the season overall.
Yeah, I don't know if it's going to be like high on my rankings, but if we get drunk Joey or as Pacey has coined her in this episode, other Joey, then I do think that we're in a good spot.
I agree. I think like at least it's promising, you know, average episode. It's not
actually.
Like,
do we know if Joey was drunk in this episode?
The thing is, we really
feeling it.
She was like drinking out of a red Solo cup a lot, which made me think she was drunk. But again, I don't know.
They were being very cagey about if these underage children were drinking or not.
Exactly. So I'm not sure.
They're like they could have been drinking, or Joey could have had the sillies. Whichever.
Yeah, Joey's just feeling herself.
Yeah.
But yeah, let's dive into our episode. We start off with at the Potter B&B. Joey is just sitting on this couch looking forlorn. We see Betsy for like, I don't know, the first time this season, it feels like.
Yeah. And actually, I felt like Betsy was looking really – Betsy. I don't even know her fucking name anymore. Betsy was looking really good. I think that this hair is really great on her. She looks like she
the
was not –
the outfit is not cracked out.
Yeah, she doesn't look like she was plucked out of the 90s this for the first time in forever. And I gotta say, they're starting to really do look like sisters.
Yeah, I think the hair definitely helps because it's of a similar like tone and color.
Yeah.
They're even kind of dressed, I feel like, slightly similarly. And like, I feel like Joey would wear the same outfit that Betsy is wearing.
Sure. Sure.
And so like Joey is just watching some like boring TV And Bessie comes in with the mail, and Joey is just obsessed with finding out what her grades are for this semester.
I mean, honestly, same back in school. Same.
Oh, of course. Yeah, I would have wanted to know as well.
Yeah.
And Bessie is just like bugging Joey all like Bessie, we all know Bessie just wants the tea. Like Bessie's tell me all about Dawson and Jen.
She's dying. I mean, especially now that she works at the Potter B&B. How many people does she see on the regular basis? The occasional guest here and there? I don't think that she gets a lot of drama.
No, I think she just like, she's like, listen, I need to know all about your like teenage drama. Please tell me all about Dawson and Jen. But Joey has no interest in talking about it.
No, she hasn't even thought about it once.
Yeah, lies. Joey is a wet blanket. She's like, I'm not going to go to like do a wet t-shirt contest. Like, that doesn't mean I'm not having fun. And I'm like, girl, you're literally sitting on this like old ass couch watching some crappy TV. You look like you're having the worst time of your life.
Yeah. So what is this? Is this spring break? Is this winter
break? No, this is winter break.
Winter break. So full month off.
Because this is their first, they finished their first semester, right? Oh, so that's, duh. I think it's winter break.
You're right.
Especially given the outfits they're all wearing.
You're right.
And so, yeah. And so Bessie says, when's the last time you did something wild? She's like, I'm wild quite frequently. And I'm like, anybody who says I'm wild quite frequently has never been wild in their life.
That's so true. I mean, what have we seen Joey do? She hasn't done anything wild freshman year.
No, I mean, not that we've seen. No, she really hasn't done anything. The last time she got wild is probably, again, I like the references that this episode makes, right? Like Pacey makes to when she did like the strip poker and she was drunk. Like that was like probably the last time Joey was wild. And so I like that we get a little bit of like continuity there. I feel like this show though is a little selective with what it wants to point back to, and we'll get into that a little bit later, but I love Bessie being like, letting your hair air dry does not count as being wild,
right? That's kind of like, hi, I'm wild, I'm going to try natural deodorant
during- yes
it, that's like the equivalent, or I'm going to try to train my hair so I don't wash every day.
Yeah,
that's
I'm going to cut bangs. I'm so wild.
Well, that's a little bit too wild.
That
yeah.
is. It's a little. Listen, if you're considering cutting your own bangs, don't do it. Okay, listen to us. Don't do it. You're going to be happy that you didn't. Honestly, I think bangs are back in, Sarah. I really
They're
do.
They're very back in.
Curtain bangs. I've seen them everywhere.
I mean, they have been for like more than a year.
No, but you're, I think even,
you're kind of like a European country where you're always usually behind. A full year behind everybody else. And I'm truly just like, yeah, sis, duh.
Well, also though, I've seen a lot more full 90s bangs too. Like, I feel like first for a while, some 90s stuff was back, but now I'm feeling like even full ass bangs that I had when I was a kid are back. And I'm like, I refuse. I'm not doing this again. Because they're only going to be trendy for like a year. And then I'm going to have to grow them back out. And I have a short forehead. And bangs just don't look good on me.
I know, Lovey. I know. Do you want to hear something like really messed up?
Obviously.
Okay. You're going to hate me for this. So
oh, no.
I was on Facebook and I like came across like Pat's page.
Wait, whose page?
Pat's page.
What the hell is Pat's page?
Pat Sterling's page.
My mom?
Yeah.
I was like, what the fuck are you talking? I was like, who the fuck is Pat?
So then, like, I was just, your mom is not private. I just want to let you know.
Okay. So you're just looking at old pictures my mom has posted. I can see your phone, and I'm pretty sure I know exactly the photo that you're looking at.
So I just want to say, like, you've always been, like, your true self. Like, you've never not been Jessica Sterling.
Yeah.
And I just want to say, like, this is a picture during the holidays or during winter.
Yeah.
And you're on ice skates, which is very impressive.
Yeah.
And you are taking a picture with your mom and your brother. And you insist on not only being in front of them, but spreading your arms full eagle as if, like, don't look at them.
Like, only look at me. Yeah. Do I have bangs? I'm pretty sure I do.
You do.
Yeah. Yeah, so that back in the day, my dad would create an ice rink in our backyard and we wow. would go ice skating. So he would like yeah. put up some like wood to make like, you know, and then a tarp and then you fill it with water and then it would freeze and we would yeah. ice skate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, picture. Well, that's magical. Mm-hmm. But essentially, I just want to say that you've always been yourself and you've always been yourself with bangs.
Always been myself with bangs.
Yeah.
But listen, if you're listening, just don't do it. Especially nobody's if you have a cowlick. I nobody's have a cowlick and don't okay. do it. Anyway, so Pacey just comes on in.
Comes right in as yeah. if. And he's been there apparently for a little bit. And we find out later why, I guess. He's there to get his brand new car.
Yeah. But like, again, this episode feels very self-referential because he talks yeah. about like, oh, I was dancing in the kitchen with Frederick Fricke. Like that I was know. Way back that, with the reviewer of the B&B.
Yeah,
like,
that was brand stinking new.
And they can I really... say the thing that really bothers me about this episode, again, I really liked it, but the thing that bothers me is like he makes this reference. He makes a reference to Wild Joey. But like the entire time, it feels like Joey and Pacey have never dated. And I'm like, did we all forget that they dated? Because like,
yeah.
it feels very weird that he's making all these references literally to when they dated. And yet right. it's just like, the okay, let's pretend they didn't.
Is real. That's certainly so.
It's concerning. And I didn't, I'll talk about it more later. Cause there is this one moment where I was like, they could have done something here. But anyway, so Pacey decides, you know what? I'm going back to Boston. I wanted to see if you wanted a ride, but I guess I'll see you there. Joey gets up and leaves, like literally doesn't even grab. Did she not pack a suitcase?
Apparently not. She was just like, okay, bye. See you later. And she just jumps and leaves. And I guess she doesn't need to bring any of her school stuff.
She's literally not even wearing shoes. She's wearing slippers.
She just leaves. She's like, you know what? I've spent enough time on the couch. I am done with you, Bessie. Goodbye.
It is wild. Absolutely yeah,
pretty,
wild.
It's pretty crazy. I was very confused as to why our good friend Joey is not packing one item.
Nope. She's just out skis. Dawson and Jen are going home to visit his mom.
Yeah.
And Jen is like, again, trying to convince Dawson to get into this college. She's like, oh, you should enroll in this college. Like, it sounds so great. And Dawson's like, you know what? This makes no sense to me. He says, I want to savor the significance of this moment. This is the first time I've ever brought a girl home. And I'm like, this makes no fun. You only hear this, Sarah, in movies where like, the guy has never divulged to his family anybody he's dating. They've never met. Right. They've never heard of anybody. His family met Jen and Joey when he dated both of them.
So we think, and Gretchen. Gretchen was home all the time.
Yeah, I don't understand all the time. What this means.
Are we thinking Eve? Did he ever bring Eve home? Eve just showed up, to be honest with you.
Did they date? Even him did not. Date.
What do you mean? She gave him a blowjob on a boat. Of course.
Yeah,
they
that doesn't
dated.
Mean you're dating. That just means you hooked up. You gotta get with the kids these days, Sarah. You gotta use their jargon.
Okay, it's talking. Nobody says hooking up. They say
I'm
talking.
Sorry, what they say talk. No, yeah. talking is what you and I are doing.
No.
They're saying talking
no.
when they're fucking.
Yeah, you're just talking.
What the fuck is that? Yeah. That makes no sense. To me, if someone said, oh, we're just talking, that means like, oh, we're like, we're flirting, we're texting, we're not there yet, yeah. but we're like on our way. Now talking means fucking?
I'm pretty sure.
I yeah. truly cannot keep up these days.
It's single. This is the progression. Single, talking, or official.
I'm really upset about this.
Look, I don't make the rules. Gen Z does.
Oh, I'm tired of them. No offense to any Gen
just
Z
wait
something.
Until Generation Alpha and then you'll really be fucked.
Ew, there's going to be a generation. Oh my God. Yeah, because we're out of the alphabet letters.
Yep.
So we're going to go to Gen Alpha.
Yep.
They're going to be so conceited. Oh, we're Alpha. You know
well,
it.
Well, they're going to be very, I mean, they're iPad kids. So who knows? iPad kids. They are. They're raised on iPads.
So... Yeah, so they're so Jen says, oh, usually I get brought to a motel. And Dawson says, oh, we've already done that.
Yeah.
And Jen, okay, tell me you died when Jen does her Grams impression.
Yeah. Michelle Williams does an awful British accent. So it really must be, I think it's in order to do a bad British accent, you have to do a really good British accent. That's my theory. But yeah, apparently Jen thinks that Grams is British too.
Exactly. We're not the only ones.
We're not the only ones, but we know that she has a transatlantic accent because
yes,
we were taught that by a very nice listener once.
Exactly. Once upon a time. And of course, Dawson's like, you're doing your Grams accent while your hand is on my thigh. And it's like a bit weird.
Please don't. It's a little weird. Just do it.
Pacey has a red ass Mustang.
Yeah. I love the crossover that the two cars pass each other on the roads and the transition between shots. I thought that that was very satisfying.
It is very fun. I really like that.
Yeah. And of course, Dawson doesn't recognize Pacey's car because that's a brand new stinking car.
Yeah. Although so Pacey should recognize Dawson's Jeep because this has been around.
I mean, like you would think, but I think that Pacey's just eyes on the road. That's why I always call him eyes on the road witter.
Yeah. Eyes on the road witter is definitely what we call him.
Yeah.
So Joey is, of course, obsessively talking about Jen and Dawson. She's like, oh, I knew he'd end up with her. She's so wild.
But she doesn't think about it. She never thinks about them ever.
Yeah, I'm totally past it. I don't even think about it, PC.
Yeah. I know this game. I play this game. I'm the one that's like, oh, I don't even think about it. You know, I don't even consider any of this. And then I'm obsessing over it.
See, I'll be obsessive, but I'll just tell you I'm obsessive.
Yeah.
But so she asks him where he gets the car and he's a little cagey about it. And he changes the subject and says, this was like so freaking shoehorned to me. He's like, oh, there's an opening at Civilization. Do you want to be a waitress? And Joey's just like, absolutely not. Mrs. Again, another self-referential moment.
Yeah.
Mrs. Valentine would give me like a scathing review.
At least we are acknowledging that Mrs. Valentine and Yui kind of existed.
Yeah.
I miss those days.
Yeah, I don't miss Mrs. Valentine. I don't really miss Yui either, to be honest. But he did grow on me eventually, and not like a fungus. Like, I actually enjoyed him by the end.
Yeah.
But Pacey knows Joey very well, and he's like, oh, are you checking your grades? Are you freaking out?
Yeah.
And Joey tries to say she's not, but we all know that she is.
Yeah, she has to go to the bursar office in order to see her grades. This was just wild to me, because obviously you and I mean, portals, right?
It's not we had portals. By the time we were in college, there were portals. It gives me anxiety to think about the grades just being on the wall like that and anybody being able to see your grade.
Well, that gives me anxiety. The fact that instead of student names, they were like, let's just post 300 social security numbers. Like,
oh, that's my God, not yes.
It's like, that seems like a breeding ground for identity theft.
Truly, truly. Yeah, it's horrifying. Dawson and Jen get to the house, and I guess they're late because they decided to go like fuck somewhere and they didn't coordinate their stories at all. And so when they get there, they're like, oh, we had to stop for gas. And Jen's like, oh, Jen says we got gas, which, first of all, gas takes 2 seconds. And so maybe that's how long their sex lasted. And Dawson says, ooh. Oh, and then we rested a bit. And I'm like, what? Like, no, and sorry. Jen says to rest and Dawson says gas. And I'm like, to rest.
And this drive is probably like an hour and a half.
It's not long at all. And like,
okay, this is what I would have said. We left late.
Yeah, we got hung up. We got stuck in traffic. Like, literally any excuse besides getting gas.
We rested. So it's like, what, you're going to drive 15 minutes and then rest?
Yeah. Yep. It's and it's super awkward because immediately, I don't know. If you're Gail, do you tell Dawson his shirt is on inside out? I don't think I even say anything.
I mean, what's the point? I guess, like, she was just being like, yeah, you can't lie to me. I'm your mom.
She's like, I know you fucked.
Yeah.
Like, which again, it's so awkward.
She's like, I know all the tricks. Remember the very first time we met Gail, she was like on the coffee table.
Oh yeah, she's fucking Mitch all the time. So she knows.
She knows.
Oh my God. Now we know where Dawson gets his like sex not sex ability. What am I saying? Like his fervor. Why fervor came to my mind? I don't know.
Oh.
It's Mitch and Gail are very like a sexy couple. So this must be where Dawson gets it from.
They are. Yeah.
He's like, I can't even drive an hour and a half with you without wanting to pull over and fuck.
I mean, they're 18-year-old kids.
Also, that's fair.
I mean, but how still. Much? They, I mean, the equivalent is that Jen gives him roadhead.
I don't think. Well, I guess. Oh my God. Okay, Dawson just getting boathead and roadhead.
Yeah. Okay. I'm going to ask a question that you're never going to answer, but have you ever done that?
I'm definitely not going to answer that.
I have.
Isn't it dangerous?
It's okay. We like pulled off to the side.
Oh, well, that's not as dangerous.
Well, no. Okay. No. I mean, like a side road, not a main road.
Oh my God, you didn't pull off the, you were still, there was still driving occurring.
That's part of it, yeah.
That's horrifyingly dangerous.
It's okay.
So casual, it's all right.
It's okay. I mean, but I was a teenager, or I was my young 20s. Like, that's the shit that you do.
Don't you have to take your seatbelt off to do that?
Yeah, I'm sure I did. I don't know.
Oh my God, it's so dangerous. Okay.
Sorry.
So,
I'm sorry that my safety wasn't at 100%.
Listen, yeah. Anyway. I am pro seatbelts. Pacey and Joey get back to her dorm room, and she's like, I'm going to enjoy the whole room to myself. And there is Audrey in, like, I think she murdered some Muppets to make her slippers. They are the fluffiest, puffiest slippers I've literally ever seen in my life.
They're booties. They're like straight up ankle boots. I'm so jealous of them. They're like fuzzy Uggs.
It literally looks like she skinned a Yeti to make these.
I would love those. Those
I just think
so
they get so dirty, though.
They'll get dirty. They'll get dirty. I think that a black pair would probably be best.
I was going to say, I think the white is what scares me the most.
Yeah.
Even the material, too. But I think if I had them in a gray, I would be okay.
Yeah, I wonder what the bottom are. I wonder if it's a soft bottom. I'm sure it is.
I think it's a soft bottom. No, I think you're right. But yeah, she's already there, and she's so excited to see Joey.
She's excited. If it was me, if I was Joey and I thought that I was going to get time alone in my room, I would be extremely disappointed to see Audrey there.
Same. I mean, absolutely. I think Joey's like definitely a little disappointed. And she lies. We know, we find out later. She got in last night. Mm-hmm. She had like some kind of big fight with her family. And
about money. That's what it was about. Yes. Money. And they want her to get a job.
They want. Yeah. So, well, they wanted her to get rental boots for like a skiing thing. Mm-hmm. And she can't do campus tours because she hit on one of the people on tour. And
I love that she got fired from her beloved campus tours.
It's very funny.
She hit on everybody on the campus tours.
Yeah. Yeah. And of course, she's like, well, now I need a job. And immediately it's just like, oh, well, we know she's going to work at Civilization.
Yeah. Do we understand what happened with the rental boots thing? Because I don't think I'm understanding.
So apparently, from what I gather, her parents wanted her to get rental like ski boots, and she wanted to buy them.
Oh,
and she
okay.
wasn't going to be able to coordinate with her bunny suit.
Okay, so this yes, this is like the time that I was shocked at the fact that toothbrushes were so much money, and my dad got frustrated with me because I didn't understand the value of the dollar. Because I was just like, yeah. Like,
did you just use a toothbrush once and throw it away? Like, what
were
you
doing
with them?
No, I don't think so. I was just like, I don't know. But he was annoyed with me because I didn't understand that, like, things cost money. And this is just like Audrey, where she was just like, Mom, Dad, like, I'm more concerned about matching my ski boots to my outfit, and I don't want to rent because, ew, that's yuck. And they got mad at her because she doesn't understand the value of the dollar.
Yeah. But yeah, it's very obvious she's going to be working at Civilization because we cut right to Civilization where she is with Pacey. And it's very funny. Like, first of all, love Audrey with the curly hair. Obsessed.
Oh yeah. Obsessed. So I love it too. And obviously I saw that when I was looking at the preview of the episode, just like the little picture, and I was like, oh, what is this curly wavy hair she's got going on? The half up, half down is very good. I love how enthusiastic she is about the menu and about working there. And she's like, people want personality with their food. And I'm like, probably not.
Not really, but that's the way she sees it. And I love how she's like, I love how everything is a bed of or drizzled with. It's so thrilling.
It's very thrilling.
And she doesn't know what grilled foie gras is.
Foie gras.
To be fair, I didn't know what that was either. But apparently it's fattened duck liver, which sounds fucking gross.
Yeah, it's French.
I don't know they want to eat livers. And Pacey's like, well, you wouldn't say that if you tried it. Like, it's going to blow your mind. And she says, does this work with the ladies? If I'm this passionate about the sensual art of cooking, imagine how good I am in bed. And apparently PC is not good at trimming his nails.
Ew. Like a guy with long nails gives me the creepers.
Yeah. I remember I'm kind of the same mind. I don't know. I keep my nails very short too, but like, when I took guitar lessons when I was a teenager, like a lot of times guitar players keep their nails long because they will use their nails to like pluck the strings. Like they don't use a pick.
Okay.
So usually it's actually kind of weird because usually the one hand, the hand that is on like the neck of the guitar, their nails are short, and the hand that you pluck the strings with, they're long nails. And it always, he always had this very long thumbnail, which weirded me out.
Creepy.
Mostly because it was like, mostly because it was so uneven. Like it was so imbalanced with one hand having very short nails, you know?
Okay. That really creeps me out.
Yeah. But there's Danny, of course. And it's really weird how quickly we've like brushed the whole Karen thing under the rug.
We're fine.
Like he did.
Yeah. Pacey is all forgiven. We're not upset with Danny. They're back to be mentors and mentees. And that's that.
Yeah. And he like immediately hires Audrey on the spot because of how much she's putting Pacey in his place.
Well, that, and how can you not want to hire somebody so enthusiastic and excited to work?
I know. I think that's the main thing, right? Like, she is so excited about this menu. You could tell that, like, if someone was like, oh, what is the special? She'd be like, oh, my God, you're going to love it. And she, you know what I mean? She would really sell it.
I do think that she is probably the right person for the job.
Definitely. So she gets hired. And I love how Pacey's just like, wait, what? Like, how already? And then meanwhile, back at the Leary household, it's a little awk between the trio here.
I don't understand why Gail is being, why do you think that Gail does not want Jen to date Dawson? Do you think that she thinks that Jen is taking advantage of Dawson because he just had a big loss? Do you think that's Jen's reputation? What do you think Gail is having an issue with?
I think it's probably very similar to like how Jack feels, where it's like he just experienced this massive loss and she probably views it as like not the right time. But I also think she's just being very protective, right? Like, I don't know. What do you think?
I'm just worried that has to do with Jen's reputation. But honestly, she did nothing in high school.
No, I don't. I think she had a New York reputation, but ever since she's been there, she's been like fairly chill.
Right.
Besides her like wilding out with Abby Morgan.
Yes, that's true. I guess the only thing that makes sense is if, unless she just doesn't, she could just not like Jen that much.
Also could be true.
Or maybe he thinks that he moved on too quickly from Joey. Like maybe
she really was like, oh, I was hoping Joey and him would get back together. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But like Jen is doing all the right things. Like, first of all, she's asking about Gail's baby, and people love to be asked about their babies.
Exactly. Baby Lily apparently just took her first steps.
And Dawson's freaking out because she didn't put the baby gate up yet.
I feel like baby Lily took her first steps at like 6 months and she's a child prodigy.
Wow.
Yeah.
Really putting a lot on baby Lily.
Typically babies take their first steps around a year, sometimes 10 months. And I don't know if it's been that long.
I don't know, because I don't really care about baby Lily all that much, to be honest.
Yeah.
I haven't paid attention to her
next
age.
Time you see baby Alexander, he's going to be like 10 years old and baby Lily is going to be 5.
then. Probably. So we find out about like Gil's new neighbors and Jen's old house. Whoever bought it is only using it as a summer place. And so
they're not going to be locals. That is very disappointing.
No, I think it makes sense, though, given where they live, like that it would be a seasonal place. But it is very sad. I
know. It's sad because it's just not the same, you know. And Grams was a very good neighbor for Gil.
No, I think Grams was very supportive of Gail, especially going through the grieving process. And it sucks to think of Gail as all alone in that house without like any support,
and the entire town of Capeside are judgy fucks and they just stare and watch her and don't want her to be their reporter.
Yeah. And so Gail gets a phone call about some kind of plumbing issue at the restaurant. And I love how Dawson like takes the phone from her.
Yeah.
And Dawson's like, oh, I'll be right there. And he has to go off to the restaurant to like deal with this. And I'm just like, your mom like literally owns the restaurant.
Yeah. But to be honest, how many times have workers not taking you seriously because you're a woman?
Oh, a million times. But I feel like it's such a bad look for her son to just grab the phone and start talking.
I don't know. He's taking command. He thinks that's his responsibility. I liked it because I was just like, yeah, Dawson, take control.
Yeah. And so he has to leave and he's leaving Jen and Gail alone.
Jen could have came with.
Yeah, I would not want to be staying here with Gail, like getting interrogated with her questions.
Right. Being stared at judgingly.
It's a little awkward.
But it was just so Dawson to be like, okay, you stay with my mom.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, okay. Joey goes to get her grades at the bursar's office. Like, of course, A's across the A's. Board.
This acting was so funny because like Katie Holmes, every single time she saw an A, she just got like the biggest, stupidest smirk on her face.
Yeah.
And then Hot Professor comes and is teasing her. And is like, oh, do you want to see your grade? And she winds up getting another A, and then they have a long, intimate hug.
It is such a big hug.
Big hug.
Lasts for a very long time. And then the moment we see them, see Joey again, she's at a club with Audrey talking about the hug.
Yes. I liked this because it was just it felt very college years. Like, tell me about the hug. Like, where were the hands placed? Like, what was going on? And I love that Joey is like, okay, we fucked. We had a great time. We, like, did it next to the nurse's office. And then Audrey's like, really? And she's like, no, you fucking idiot. It was a hug.
Yeah, it was so funny. And so Audrey says, listen, we're going to cut loose. We're going to kiss some boys.
Yeah, and we're going to go crazy tonight.
Yeah. And so she like, and also, first of all, Audrey's hair in this episode, this scene specifically.
Yeah, it's phenomenal.
I loved it. She has this like bright blue eyeshadow on. She is ready. Like, yeah, Joey, meanwhile, looks like
the pool chalk.
Yeah. Joey looks like she's going to go to like a fine dining restaurant. And Audrey is like, let's get fucking lit with my fishnet sleeves and my curly hair, baby.
I mean, it just is the epitome of both of these characters. So,
yeah. But she tries to get Joey to kiss some rando, and Joey talks about, my tongue has to heal. It's too risky. There was a piercing incident.
Yeah, Audrey's like, it's a piercing incident. Don't worry about it.
It was very funny. They say goodbye to them. Meanwhile, Pacey, we're at the restaurant, and Pacey gets a raise.
Ooh, yeah. What did he say? A 20% raise?
Yeah, 20% increase in his salary. That's insane. That's a lot.
Yeah. And I mean, I think that he's probably an hourly worker. That would make sense to me.
So yeah, what? Of course.
Maybe he's like he's making like $18 an hour, and that's a lot.
Hard to know back in the 90s.
Back in the 90s.
Also, part of me feels like it's like, oh, I put you through a lot with that whole Karen incident and my wife. And so here's a little bit of extra money to make it a little more worth it.
I guess so. But also he upgrades him to chef. Now he's a chef instead of a line cook. And he gets a Christmas bonus of, like, I don't know how much, but there's a lot of hundreds.
He was throwing out hundos like no big deal. So it must have been a lot.
Yeah. Put that in the bank, Twitter. Come on.
Yeah. Save some money.
Yeah. I think that there were that was at least like $500.
It was a lot. I mean, especially for the 90s, that's a good chunk of change, especially when you're Pacey's age, you know?
Yeah, I thought that $20 was a lot back then.
Yeah. Back at the club, Audrey is like loving college life, and they look up at the band, and who else is playing but Charlie?
Wow. I can't believe it. I thought that Charlie was gone.
And yet here he is playing.
He's the like the fungus.
He's the fungus. He's slapping that bass on stage. And it takes Joey a second to be like, wait, who is that? And then she realizes, I know who he is.
He's the guy that screwed over Jen. Mm-hmm. And but Charlie sees them making eyes at him, and then he watches them, and obviously Joey is his next target.
Yep, he is smitten as a kitten right away when she's tucking that hair behind her ear.
Yeah, Joey's signature, besides the head tilt.
Yeah, besides the head tilt, she does that ear tucking maneuver.
Yeah, which drives the boys crazy.
Yeah, yep.
How, you know what? I think that our hair should just be tucked behind our ears, and then we'll drive all the boys crazy.
I really don't think that would look good on me. I'll be honest.
Your hair is so thick. Your ears are just going to get pushed forward.
I swear. Okay. I'm not even lying. I think that has happened to me. When I was a kid, I used to tuck my hair behind my ears a lot. Yeah. And I'm fairly certain I made them stick out more. I'm like, almost. I know it sounds crazy, but I feel like it's true.
Yeah. But Joey and I have like three limp pieces of hair.
Yeah,
so
her hair
doesn't
ear thin. So it's not going to do much. Whereas my hair is just going to give me Dumbo ears for the rest of my life. Yeah.
So it's not the look. It's not the
and
look
your
for
ears
you.
Never stop growing. So like your ears and your nose never stop growing in your entire life.
Your nose too. That
your
fucking
nose too.
Blows.
Yeah.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
And Audrey's just like, oh, well, they've gotten better. Like, I wonder if they remember me from when I sang with them. Pacey sneaks up on Joey. So she had told him, like, oh, I got a 4.0. Yeah. And so he's just like, oh, I got a promotion. We have like double things to celebrate.
Yeah, we love a celebratory night. So they're just gonna have a good night together, and they're watching Audrey sing with the band, and they're just having a grand old freaking time.
Yeah, it's a little strange. Like, it feels like Pacey and Joey have always just been friends by like how they're treating this scene.
I guess so. I just feel like they're just so out of the loop of liking each other that they really are just putting things. I think that Pacey is pushing it down deep and not paying attention to his feelings. And I think that Joey is just so focused on the Jen of it all that she's not thinking of Pacey that way either.
I don't know. It's just very weird. It's very
maybe in their lives, a wall does not constitute true love.
I really like the Tom Palmer theory, but like of like PC is trying to like shove his feelings down. But again, we'll get to a moment later where I'm like, they could have done something here. Audrey singing Son of a Preacher Man, which was fun. At the Leary household, Gail and Jen are installing a baby gate, which is super boring. And
I just wish that Jen was partying instead of installing a baby gate.
Honestly, same, very much same. And instead they're talking about Jen, like apparently Dawson hasn't even brought up this college to Gail. Yeah. And so Jen is like bringing it up like, oh, how would you feel if you moved into Graham's attic? And Gail is just like, you know what?
he needs you to push him. Like, you do need to push him. He's very stubborn. And I think it's time to for him to move on and move out of here.
Yeah. I've had these types of conversations with my mother-in-law about my fiance.
Literally never. That's not me.
Yeah. I mean, it's very realistic, in my opinion, to have this conversation with your significant other's parents.
I could see that, although I will say, like, by the time that my husband and I met, we were like of an age where I feel like it's a little bit of a different situation, right? Like, they're like 18 here.
Sure.
It's a little different, but also I feel like I know my husband very well. Like, I feel like I know him better than his family at this point.
Probably, you know what
I mean? Yeah. So yeah, so they're talking about like giving Dawson that push that he needs.
Yeah, you gotta give a push. Sometimes you just got to give them a push. And I like that she's like, no, like, you can't be dancing around shit. You have to be literal with Dawson.
Yeah.
Which is so true, because yes, we always said, like, Dawson gets, like, unless you're very direct with him, then he never understands. He doesn't understand subtlety. So you have to be direct with him.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely, definitely. And I liked that, like, I liked that Gail was opening up to the idea of Jen here. Like, ultimately, it's a little awkward, but, like, I feel like it was nice that they had this time to chat.
I guess she was worried, actually, that Jen was going to be distracting to him and that he wouldn't want to focus on school. He wouldn't want to focus on, like, furthering his career or his life. He would just get sucked into this, like, relationship, and his sole focus would be Jen. But when Jen was saying, hey, like, I'm worried about Dawson's future too, and I just want him to go to school and continue and be better and get back into the grind of things, and not, I think that made Gail realize that Jen really does have Dawson's true good intentions, and that it's not all about just being sucked into a relationship.
Yeah, no, you're right. And I think, like, I like I said, I think a lot of it will come down to, like, comparisons to Joey. Like, I think there is a bit of that there where she knows Joey will be, like, pushing Dawson to, like, focus on his schooling and stuff. But, like, she doesn't know Jen as well as she knows Joey. And I do think there's a part of her brain that's, like, wanting or, like, wondering if Joey is going to do, or excuse me, if Jen is going to push Dawson in the way Joey does. Back at the club, Joey has to deal with that fucking asshole again. And then shows up Charlie. And she's just like, listen, like, do you really think you could bandy about words you don't understand? And Charlie's like, listen, you have a defense mechanism. I understand, but you could drop it around me. I want to talk to you.
I'm like, just this the same is his old mood. Line. Yeah, it's such his mood. It reminded me a lot of his first conversation with Jen, and Jen really fell for it. Like, Jen was instantly disarmed by him, but
yeah.
Joey, I don't think it would work on Joey anyway, but also Joey has the knowledge of what he did to Jen. And I love how she's giving him the rope to hang himself with. And he just, you know, kind of falls into it. And she's like, yeah, explain to me what happened about you screwing over Jen Lindley. He's like, yes, you're Joey. I know you.
But he doesn't even give up. That's the thing. Like, no. He's just like, oh, you're the smart girl from Worthington.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, well, you can't blame a guy for trying. And she's like, nope, but you don't have to have a drink with him. And she leaves.
Yep. Goodbye. Goodbye, loser. See you later.
Mm-hmm. And so then back at the house, at Dawson's house, he says, any interest in makeup sex? And I'm like, you didn't even have a fight, Dawson. You just left to go take your restaurant stuff. What are you talking about, makeup sex?
Maybe this was out of order. I don't know. It's, like, kind of weird. And she's like, oh, I don't think you're in the mood. And then he was like, what did you guys talk about? And, like, most of you, of course, what else are you going to talk about with, you know, the only thing that these two have in common is Dawson. And she kind of said, you know, I talked to her about you moving back to Boston and going to school and living in the attic. And I don't know, like, Dawson starts being like, no, my family still needs me here. I can't do it yet.
Yeah, he was being, like,
a dick. The way he said this was awful because she's just like, listen, like families are complicated. Like, and he says it's not simple. And she's like, yeah, I know that. And I really hated this line from him where he says, you're not the best person in the world to give me advice on parents. And Jen says, that's not fair. And Dawson like doubles down. And
it's just like, of course he does.
How are you going to tell me how to deal with my mom when you don't even talk to yours? Like, he's just like, if you wanted me to talk to me about how I should live my life, we should just find a different subject. And Jen, this is the way Jen handles conflict. Sometimes I'm like, gosh, I wish everybody handled conflict in this way where she's just like, you know what? I just need a minute. You know, I just need to walk away from this situation.
Yeah. I think it's good because instead of her saying something even worse to Dawson or fighting back or raising her voice, she's just like, yeah, I don't want to have this conversation. And she leaves. And I don't think that that's how Dawson would prefer dealing with his conflicts, but that's what she needs and that's what she prioritizes. And instantly I think like Dawson realizes that he effed up, but nonetheless you know, he's gonna have to give Jen the space that she needs. And she kind of like goes instantly to the pajamas for later.
Intriguing. I don't know, I like we'll talk later about like their little makeup situation, but I'm really liking Jen and Dawson as a pair. I feel like they vibe well, and it feels like a very mature relationship. Obviously we loved Gretchen, we felt like that was a very mature relationship. I'm liking Jen and Dawson because I feel like she is what he needs in this moment.
I you know, absolutely agree.
Back to the bar where Audrey and Pacey are playing pool, and it seems like Audrey is just schooling him and everyone around her is like so impressed by this.
I love that for her. I love that she like bested him at something because you know that he was like, oh yeah, I'm gonna like whoop her ass, and then she's like, no, I rock at this. And yeah, I love
you rack them, I'll crack them, baby.
And I love that. I just love that she's like, I love pool because it matches my eyeshadow. Yes. It's just so funny. I just love her. She's too good, too much fun.
Yeah.
I hope that they had money on this.
I was wondering if she had did a pool shark situation, right? Like I thought that was where the story was going, where she had bet him money on it, because again, she's like, oh, I have to have a job or whatever. And he has all this money to spend. And it felt like that was, maybe that's not what happened, but it felt like that would be like a fun story.
Yeah.
And so Joey comes up and he's like joking with Joey, like, oh, how long did it take you till you went and checked on your grades?
Yeah, whatever. Basically calling her uptight and not able to let go. And, he kind of was like, you know who I miss? I miss Sailboat Joey. I miss fun Joey.
Again, we're getting a lot of continuity here where he's talking about like there is a part of you that knows how to let loose, and maybe you should let her loose every once in a while.
Yeah. Other Joey. He also he mentions the pageant. What did he say about the pageant?
Yeah, he says there's a girl who can get up front in front of a crowd of complete strangers and sing at a beauty pageant.
Ooh, yeah, but that wasn't a good time.
No. But so this is the moment I was referring to earlier. When they're having this conversation, she is like leaning like her butt on the pool table, and he is like racking the pool balls. There's a moment where he leans around her to like grab a ball. And again, they're very close together. And I felt like it was weird to me because again, Joshua Jackson and Katie Holmes have a lot of physical chemistry, in my opinion.
Sure.
And so like when he's reaching rooted around her
in real physical chemistry.
Exactly. And when he's reaching around her, it almost feels like there's this like, it's not that there is a moment. It feels like there either should be or could have been a moment, if that makes sense, with that the physical sense. Closeness.
I think that they're setting up a Audrey Pacey thing. So I don't think that that's what the show is trying to say.
But I'm just saying it's weird because like it feels like the show is just like trying to pretend they never dated when they're also making, it's so strange. They're like talking out of both sides of their mouth because they're like, every time Pacey is making references to this other Joey, it's like moments when they were dating, like the boat, right? He talks about going on a sailboat. He talks about the strip poker. Both of those things happened while they were dating. And yet it feels like they've tried to wipe clean the chemistry between the characters as well. It's so strange.
I do agree that it is peculiar. I just think that I feel like the show just is focused on other stuff.
No, it is. It's just, it feels a little off, I guess.
Yeah, it is. It is. And I guess that's why so many people are not that big of a fan of season 5 from what we're gathering with talking to various listeners and guests, that there's just this disconnect between what has happened. And it's strange that they're referring to so many things, yet not dealing with the elephant of the room of PJ. So yeah, I guess that is a little bit awkward. For me personally, I don't think I'm feeling it. And I think that is just because as of now, I'm not the biggest like Pacey Joey lover. But I think that for somebody who really loves them as a couple, it must feel weird.
Yeah, no, I think, okay, I agree with you. I think that, like, it's not impeding my enjoyment of the season. I'm still really enjoying this season. It's just stuff that I'm noticing that's like a tad off. And I feel the need to point it out because, like, it does feel, it's so weird to me that they're bringing up all this past stuff with Joey and Pacey, and yet they're also at the same time acting like they've never dated. But
I know, but like, what's the alternative? It's like, oh, you know, the time that we had a boat, like, you know, we were on the boat together, and ooh, but like, we're broken up, so is that weird to bring up? Like, you know, like, what is that the alternative?
I don't know what the alternative here is. I guess he doesn't bring it up at all, right? Maybe it's Audrey pushing Joey to have a good time. I don't know. But like, Pacey immediately like flashes a hundo in her face and is like, hey, go grab us some drinks. And I'm like, damn, how many drinks is she buying you?
The limit does not exist.
Yeah. And this is when Charlie approaches her with a red Solo cup. And I'm like, do not take that drink from that stranger.
No.
Yeah. And he's just like, listen, like, I don't give up easily. And she's just like, you know what? This doesn't absolve you from cheating on my friend.
Very true. Very true. No amount of, you know, sweet talk is going to help me want to hook up with you, sir.
Yeah. And he's like, will not give up. And she's just like, listen, like, Jen is not available to be dated right now. And he's like, oh, I'm talking about you. And he's like, he gets very, ugh, this is so annoying. He's very like, oh, what was the crime that I did? I hit on you. Man, I'm attracted to you. I didn't, you know, to be truthful, I think you're drop dead gorgeous. And it's just like, all right, why don't you like leave Joey alone at this point, to be honest? Like, she's like, she doesn't want anything to do with you, and leave her alone.
No. No, but as we know, Charlie has the audacity to do anything and everything that he wants. I mean, he literally got caught cheating and decided that his move was to propose a three-way. So,
yes,
I'm not surprised that Charlie does not take no for an answer.
Yeah.
But to question Joey and be like, you have a freaking stick up your butt. I like that she was like, you know what? Fuck you. I'll show you.
Yeah. I love his line of, do they teach classes in uptight at Worthington, or is that just a prerequisite for admission?
Okay. So do they take classes, or do they give classes in being a fucking douche at Boston Bay? Because you took that course 3 times over.
Yeah. And so he's like basically egging her on to take a chance, right? When's the last time you did something completely and indisputably wild?
I want to spill vodka in this dude's eyes.
Oh my God.
I hate him.
That's how the children got drunk for a while. Do you remember that whole scandal?
No.
You don't remember that? There was a whole thing about people that were like putting shots of alcohol in their eyes and like in their buttholes because it that way they wouldn't absorb the calories.
Oh okay.
I'm like, there's so many other ways to get like wild without getting drunk that don't
that
involve
really is
calories.
Something wild, that's for sure.
So back at Dawson's house, of course all the serious conversations have to happen on a dock.
Do we need a doc?
Oh, I think if we had a doc, I think we'd need to have a serious conversation. Just for the lols.
All right. I should invest in a doc for us.
Where are we going to put it? We don't have a body of water.
I have a really big puddle in my backyard.
I have like a creek kind of. I've never thought about this. No, like, okay, behind my backyard.
Jessica Sterling.
Okay, to be fair, behind my backyard, there is like a, I don't want to say like, it is not the creek that Dawson has. It is like a teeny tiny waterway that runs. And, but you never want to go back there because, like, if you literally walk back there, there are like ticks everywhere. So you just, you know. Sarah just shuddered.
I hate ticks.
I mean, who doesn't? There's the idea of them just burrowing into your skin is disgusting.
Okay.
Anyway, so they have a little heart to heart. And Dawson's like, oh yeah, we had our first fight. Like, we'll work it out. And Gail is like, no, you need to leave this house. Like, you need to think about yourself. You need to do all the things that you should be doing.
Yeah.
And Dawson's like, oh, but I want to make sure you and Lily are okay.
Of course.
But Gail's like, it's time. Like, I loved having you around, but it's not fair. Like, you know what? I liked how she pointed this out where she was like, I saw you with Jen and I realized how much she wants you to in Boston. And it made me realize like this girl really is smitten with you.
Yeah.
She cares about you. She cares about your future and you need to live your life and I'll be fine and I'll get help if I need it. But you need to go do you right now.
Yeah. Yeah. Dawson, we have big money here. And none of it was left
I run a very
to you.
Successful
oh, no, none
restaurant.
Of it was left to Lily. So it's all my money and I will be getting a nanny. Thank you.
I run a successful restaurant. I also have Mitch's dead money and I will be living my life with a nanny. Thank you.
Yeah. Also, I'm pretty sure Lily gets Social Security or some sort of money for being underage without a father. Survivor.
Maybe.
Oh, there's also survivor benefits.
So there you go.
As a widow, you get survivor benefits.
Well, there you go.
So big money here over at the Creek. We don't need you here.
And Dawson is like, all right, maybe I should apologize. And she's just like, you know what? You should. You got to tell her how you feel about her. And then you have to grovel.
Yeah. I love how she was like, you know what? When you came here, I was worried what you'd be doing in the house. But now I'm worried what's not happening.
Yeah. She's like,
house.
I'm worried you're not going to get any tonight, son. So please go apologize to your
that
girlfriend.
That is not the Leary way, sir.
The Leary way is to fuck everywhere all the time, always.
At night. If you are together with your significant other, you better be doing it.
Yeah, so
and
go apologize to your girlfriend.
Your father very disappointed.
Your father would be so sad you're not getting any son.
So please make up with her. And then they do in front of a fucking fireplace.
Oh, we have to. Yeah, we'll get to that. But Pacey and Audrey are just like, hey, where the hell did Joey get off to?
Yeah.
And Audrey's like, oh, we made a pact. We're going to kiss boys. And Pacey's like, oh, it sounds like Joey. And then, oh, my God.
Yeah, this was great.
Joey is on scene.
On
singing,
stage.
I want
she
you
took
to
off
want
her
me.
Jacket.
No, she didn't just take off her jacket. She did it in like this like sexy way where Joey is wearing like a tank toppy sweatery type of thing with like this cowl neck. And the way she takes her like her jacket off is very like not strippery, but like, you know what I mean? She's doing it in a sexy way.
She's teasing.
Yeah, doing a little
striptease. Striptease. Yeah. Yeah. Well, she throws it off. It's a very fast maneuver, to be honest with you. It's a blink and you miss it, really.
And she is dancing. She is jamming. How do we feel about the singing prowess?
I thought it was a great improvement compared to what was the last one? It was I Dream a Dream.
On my own.
Sure. I thought that it was a great improvement. I think that this totally fits her voice better. What is this? Yeah. This is
I Want You to Want
like,
Me.
I Want You to Is that what the song is called?
I'm fairly certain.
We know it from 10 Things I Hate About You, right?
Yeah, it's by Cheap Trick. Yeah, it's I Want You to Want Me.
Cheap Trick. Yeah, aka Fake No Doubt.
Oh my God. Cheap Trick existed first. I've seen Cheap Trick in concert. They're very
really?
Good.
Really?
Yeah. I wasn't going to see them, but they were playing with the other like bands that
oh.
were there. Yeah.
Well, was it no doubt that they were playing for?
No, no. They were opening up for Journey. Thank you very much.
Why did I even ask?
Yeah, you shouldn't have asked.
I thought she did great.
This to me, okay. I think, first of all, Katie Holmes isn't a bad singer. I'm going to start by saying that. Like, she's not a bad singer. Yeah. But she's also just not, like, a singer. Like, it felt to me like it felt like decent karaoke almost. And I'm not saying that to be hurtful. I'm just saying I think it's a little silly how insanely into it the audience was.
Okay. But it's also Hot Tall Girl.
Okay, that's fair. And she's dancing. And oh my God, tell me, because I've seen this episode a few times now. And every time I'm watching Joey on stage and there's this moment where she's like thrusting. And I was like, excuse me, man.
So it's the dance moves.
Like full on, just thrusting
her. Banging her. She's like whipping her hair. She's into it.
She does the thing where she like puts the microphone above her head and like turns it down and
just
like
how, just how Paisley eats food. Yeah.
Oh, just like it's that. So funny. And everyone is like freaking out.
Audrey's like, I love you, Joey. You're my hero.
Audrey is so freaking supportive.
Such a hype girl.
I love her. And so Joey's very into it. And so she like runs off stage. Books it off stage. And I was like, girl, everyone's cheering for you. Where are you going?
No, she runs off stage. She's having a breather. And then Charlie comes out. And he's like, oh my gosh. Like, I can't believe you had that in you. And she's like, don't ever call me uptight.
Well, yeah, she said, then you probably don't know I had this either.
And exactly. She kisses him. Which I think I'm into it because she's like obviously doing this as like a fuck you to Jen Lindley. This is like
subconsciously her getting back at Jen. 100%.
Exactly. So I kind of love like revenge Joey. Like I'm very excited about the prospect of her being like, you're taking Dawson. Well, I'm going to like, you know, kiss your ex-boyfriend. Yeah. And
we need more of other Joey.
Yeah, other Joey is great. I mean, if we had other Joey 90% of the time, I don't think that we would be complaining about Joey at all.
No, not at all. I love Let Loose Joey. She like, it's like, don't call me up tight. And she immediately goes back on stage and is
for
like
her encore.
Yeah. She's living in the limelight over here.
Yeah, it was great. It was phenomenal. Mm-hmm. I love the carefreeness. I love that she's like, you call me up tight. Let me combat that and show you I'm not. Lots of fun.
Yeah, I absolutely loved this. I thought it was so much fun. It was definitely a huge improvement over, again, we love the beauty pageant episode. Like nothing against that. It was just, I felt like the performance was so much better.
It's operatic compared to like pop punk. So of course.
Yes. Well, that, and I think it also helps that Joey is like, again, we're not positive if she was drinking. I had to assume she was though.
I mean, what else are they drinking? The Red Solo Cup seltzer?
Exactly. In Dawson's bedroom, he walks in. She's in her grandma PJs again.
How does she have so many pairs of Christmas pajamas that she just like, brings it all the time?
They're like, I don't even know what to call these pajamas. They're like.
It's a two-setter.
It's a matching set. And it's like little children that look like comic strips from like the 40s.
Yeah.
And they're like, there's like Scotty dogs and they're old lady PJs. And the first thing he says is like, oh my God, you're so beautiful. Is it true? Listen, obviously Michelle Williams, gorgeous. Yeah. Her hair this season, 10 out of 10. Yeah. No notes. But it's very silly to me that she's in these like raggedy ass grandma baggy PJs and he's just like, you're so beautiful.
You're so hot. It was just like the top that would be hot. All you need to do is just wear his t-shirt to bed.
Of course.
And he would literally throw you against his closet.
Is this proof to us that like, okay, is this one of two things? Either they really like this proof. The reason they did this for the show is because it shows that like she could wear anything and Dawson would be like, oh, you're beautiful, whatever, whatever. Like in every relationship, you should say you're beautiful no matter what the person is wearing.
Sure.
Or is it like secretly Jen is like a grandma like, because she, remember for a while when she was like celibate, she was like knitting all the time.
Yes.
Like, it feels very much like they're leaning into the like, Jen is now
Jen is
like
a grandma.
Yeah, Jen is now a grandma. Like, she's not a partier anymore.
I just think that the real Jen Lindley is always bubbling under the surface. And she'll come out whenever we're ready for her.
It feels like her and Joey have shifted places now. Not fully.
Barely. I need to see Joey act out more than once a season for me to even consider
that. Joey needs to get drunk and fuck a rando, and then we'll believe it.
I mean, she's hugging teachers every which way.
She's hugging teachers. Jen immediately forgives Dawson. She says, apology accepted. Yeah. And he's like, I had a really big speech. And she's like, yeah, I don't need it. And he's like, dang, I'm gonna have to remember that. And she says, you know what? I don't have experience with what you're going through, but no one I know does. And he says, it's time I moved into that attic. And she says, we can decorate.
I love it. I just want to decorate the attic too.
It was very funny. And I love this. I don't know, something about this moment. I love this shot that they did where we're looking in on Dawson's window. This very, again, this is a big window. This means a lot. And we're looking in on the window and the curtains are like partially closed. And we're looking at Jen and Dawson from like the outside. And he's like doing the like behind hug thing. Yeah.
Where and his I thought it erection was... is pressing against her ass. Love that.
You know, okay, I was trying to make it very sweet and romantic.
Oh, okay. So like, where were you going with this?
I was just saying, like, I think it's very sweet. I feel like this is a very sweet moment, but that's fine. Sweetest. I mean, he definitely has an erection.
Okay.
That's fine.
Yeah.
But they start talking about like how it's so weird that like we lived next door all those years, but we had to move away to get together. And she's like, oh, too bad we never got together over there. And Dawson's like, that would have been fun. And Jen says, well, you know what Graham says, no regrets. And I'm like, since when does Graham say no regrets?
You know that Graham, she's all about no regrets.
Yeah. Dawson says like, oh, that house doesn't belong to you anymore. And Jen's like, it will always belong to me.
I'm like, because I'm going to buy it when I'm 30 years old.
It's like, that's not how homeownership works, Jen, but like, sure. Okay.
She's like, I stole the deed. It's in my own P.O. box. Not P.O. box. Safety deposit box.
Yeah.
They'll never find it.
Oh my God. So Audrey and Pacey are looking for Joey after she was rocking out.
Yeah. They're just like, oh, she must have gone home. It's like, no. You don't leave the bar without all of your friends.
Yeah. And so Audrey sees Charlie approaching Joey. And she's just like, oh, you know what? I totally forgot. She did say she was going to go have to study. And PC's like, for what? There's no class.
And she's like, oh, you know our Joey.
Yeah, she has to study. And he's like, yeah, you know what? You're probably right.
No. I would not leave Joey there on my own. On her own, rather.
On my own.
Look at that. Tie-in.
No, I think you're right. I think that, like, I think you have to do your due diligence. I mean, nowadays you all have phones, so you could text each other. But, like, you got to do your due diligence to look for your friend.
Yeah. Or, like, go up to her and be like, you okay, babe? Do you want to stay?
Well, Pacey definitely. Oh, you mean, yes. Audrey should do that for sure. Charlie's like, oh, it sounds like you need a ride home. I have a motorcycle. And she's just like, you know what? Of course you have a motorcycle.
Yeah. But it's a Harley. She's like,
oh, it's a Harley. Like,
I don't really fucking care.
People who have Harleys, like, literally, no offense to anybody who has one.
Sure.
But they always talk about them.
You think that any of our listeners have Harleys?
I don't know. You know what? If you have a Harley, please let us know. I just feel like people who have Harleys talk about it all the time. It's like people that went to Yale always talk about how they went to Yale.
Right.
It's the same thing.
Yeah, no, you're right. It is.
Just like people who have dogs can't help but talk about their dogs. It's just a part of your life.
That's true.
But I would rather hear about someone's dog than a Harley.
I mean, of course.
Unless your dog is named Harley, and then I would gladly hear about it.
Oh, I'm sure that there's a lot of dogs named Harley.
There are so many dogs named Harley. Yeah.
Harley Kiner?
Yes. Named after the famous Boy Meets World character.
Yeah.
For sure. Not the motorcycle. So back at Graham's house, Jen and Dawson did it on some blankets by the fireplace.
Yeah, look how saucy. Where is this? Is this in the living room?
I'm trying to figure out where this is too, because I feel like, I mean, it's hard because everything is kind of covered up, but I don't know where the hell this is.
We got candles. We got the fireplace. How romantic.
It's very beautiful.
We have a makeshift bed out of sheets and pillows on the floor.
Yeah, we got her old granny jammies on the ground.
You know who? Gail set this up for them.
What?
Gail set this up for them while they're making
Ew!
Up.
I mean, you're so right, though.
It's the Leary way.
Oh my God. She's like, Dawson, if she doesn't accept your apology, I've made a little fuck palace over at the old Graham's house. Go it's get
not
her. Like,
they're not, wait, they're at Graham's house?
This is what this is.
Is that what they said?
Man. How,
so they broke in to Graham's house?
Oh my God. This is okay. Do you not remember the scene before this? It was like, oh, I'll always, it'll always be mine. And they're like, oh, too bad we never got to fuck over there.
And then they broke into Graham's house?
Yes, because remember they said it was all boarded up. They're like,
oh, you're right. There's like sheets on the furniture. How do they break? Oh, so she kept a key in the old owner's.
Where did you think they were fucking?
In the Leary house.
Why would everything be covered in fucking tarps and shit?
I was too focused on the fireplace.
No, this is Graham's old house.
That's wild.
Yeah.
You can't break into somebody's house and light their fireplace.
They literally just did.
They close up the chimneys during winter.
They really fucked everything up for these people.
Well, that's like literally they're going to, what happens if they start a fire there? This is
I think this
arsony.
Is like the first time I'm like, yeah, go do it in the old house. Why not? Like, first of all, you know, they're only there in the summer. So, you know, there's not a chance that they're going to come in.
Oh, it's not the fact that they're breaking into the house. I'm more concerned about all the candles in the fireplace.
Especially because there's a lot of combustible material near these candles.
Exactly. I think like, that's what my bigger everywhere. Concern is. Like, if they catch this house on fire, then I would feel terrible.
Yeah. That's fair. That's very fair. I just feel like maybe Jen is like, you know what? I've lit so many fires in this fireplace. Yeah. Like,
and
I know all about
it's literally my house.
Yes, I own it by the dibs proximity. Dibs. Yeah. But yeah, they like they ask, oh, do you think like us living together is gonna ruin everything?
And I think it will.
Yeah, I'm like, absolutely it will, because you just started dating and you need to have a little bit of a mysterious element.
Yeah, I think that Dawson moving up to the attic is a terrible idea. I think that he should dorm. I think that, yes, continue to date. Yes, be in the same city, but do not live under the same roof.
I am 100% with you. You know who he could live with? You know who could get an apartment with him? Fucking Pacey.
Oh, Pacey, yeah.
Well, Pacey has a boat right now, but like, well, stay with Pacey on the boat.
Yeah. Pacey's making mad money right now.
Yeah, he can get an apartment.
He can get his own apartment.
I don't know how he's still allowed to be on that boat.
He's getting paid to babysit the boat.
And to have a restaurant job? My God.
Yes, he's rolling in the money. He probably doesn't even have a savings account or a bank account. He's probably just stuffing it in the mattress.
Yeah, it's very weird. But I will say, Dawson and Jen have very good chemistry.
Absolutely.
Like, this was like, they're so cute. They're like all like nakey under some blankets, like both little blonde cherubs.
Yes. I'm very much supported. That's why I don't want them to move in together so that they can ruin their little relationship.
Yeah.
It's a terrible idea.
Audrey and Pacey. So Pacey's dropping off Audrey.
Yeah.
Audrey's just like, you know what? I had so much fun hanging out with you rather than some hot guy I want to date.
Yes. Yeah. Pacey's not a hot guy. I agree.
And so he offers to bring her back to the dorm room. And she's like, no, there are security guards everywhere. I'm totally fine. Carlos is right over there. And Pacey's like, listen, you know a lot about these people for someone who just got back last night.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, she reveals that the fight was bigger than they anticipated and she was not able to go home, and that please don't tell Joey. I don't know why, but
I think I understand. Like, she says sometimes people like you don't sometimes the closest people to you don't want to know about things. I think she just wants to like not
keep this
burden Joey with or something. But yeah, and Pacey says, you know what? So Pacey divulges information to her as well.
Mm.
So we find out this car sat in the police impound in Capeside for 3 months and his father gave it to him.
Yeah.
He said he wanted someone who deserves it to have it. And he actually told me he was proud of me. It's the first time in my entire life I've ever heard him say those words. Yeah. And he says, even if it's true, how long could it possibly last?
Yeah. It's sad.
First of all, it's very sad. Second of all, did his dad just like get a free car because it was in the police?
Yeah, but 3 months is not even a lot,
it's not. Like, what if someone comes looking for this car?
They probably will.
It's a nice car.
Yeah. What is it? Some sort of Mustang. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Beautiful car. I wish that he was like, oh, for a year. Like, I think like a year you lose car rights, but yeah. 3 months
seems very quick.
Yeah, very quick. That's once again the dibs and
the dibs situation.
Mine. I say it's mine.
What did you think of the like of PC's story about him and his dad?
I just think that it is. I think that must be hard to hear that somebody is proud of you when you're not used to hearing that. And then that also puts a certain level of expectation because as soon as uncommon it is for somebody to say that, how quick it might be to lose it. And I think that he's so used to being like his dad saying that he's a screw up that I guess it's probably really, really hard for him to take and accept because I'm sure he feels like he's just going to fuck it up again or that's going to get taken away. So I'm sure that it's probably harder for him to hear I'm proud of you from his dad than it is that you're a disappointment. So I'm sure that it doesn't feel great for him, even though his dad probably was trying to be nice.
Yeah, I think it's just like he's worried about screwing it up and disappointing his dad again. And like, yeah, everything is going great right now, but I think Pacey's just waiting for the other shoe to drop. And like,
oh, absolutely.
So it is. Yeah, it's tough. And I think it's interesting that like him and Audrey kind of played like tit for tat in terms of like divulging information. And yeah. I think there are times when it's easier to like divulge a secret to someone you don't really know that well rather than someone who knows you very well, because maybe you just want to tell somebody without having to make it into a big thing, if that makes sense. Like you just want to get the information off your chest without having to get into like the ins and outs of why or how you feel about it.
That's very true. Yeah.
Yeah.
So to a non-judgmental person. And they're
exactly.
These two are very non-judgmental. They're probably the least judgmental people that we have currently.
It's very true. Yeah.
Yeah.
And so Audrey's like, well, you know what? Joey and I made a pact to like kiss some guys tonight. And I know she's not gonna do it. Mm-hmm. And so she kisses Pacey on the cheek. Yeah.
Yeah. How many episodes until these two are together? Probably like in two more episodes or something like that.
That's your guess? Two episodes?
Yeah.
We're on episode 11. So by episode 13, they're going to be together.
Yeah, without a doubt. Which I'm like kind of, I guess like I'm cool. I'm fine with it. But I'm just, once again, I think as I said in an episode or two ago, it's like we have like a season and a half to wrap things up here on the Dawson's Creek.
Right.
I guess maybe just really don't want anything to get in between Audrey and Joey. Yeah.
That's fair. Like, I think I'm really enjoying the Joey Audrey friendship. So I do agree with you. I think like it would kind of stink if that affects their friendship. Yeah. Like if it happens.
Exes are off limits. However, I do think that since we're living in a world where Pacey and Joey are very like non-involved with each other and are having this forgetful we ever dated thing, maybe that's something maybe that's not even going to become a big deal.
Question, because so you're predicting Pacey and Audrey get together and obviously Dawson and Jen are together currently. By the end of this season, let's say, will either of those couples be dating?
No.
Okay.
No, they're gonna definitely we have to clear the decks for season 6.
Okay.
Yeah, clear the decks. Everybody's on the table. everybody's dateable. Yeah, I think that there's nobody's going to be in a relationship by the end of this season.
Interesting. Okay.
Yeah.
So Joey is walking home and Charlie is following her on his motorcycle, wanting to give her a ride. She says, no, I'm going to walk home. And he asks, like, what was that kiss about? And she says, maybe there is another part of me, another girl that lives deep inside of me. And maybe every once in a while she lets loose and does things that might blow some people's minds.
Yeah. Other but, Joey.
Yes. But Charlie, if you ever mention her, anything she might have done tonight to another person, I'll completely deny knowing anything about her. And she just says goodnight and leaves.
Yeah. Bye. See you later, loser.
See you later.
See you never.
Are we going to see more of other Joey?
Yeah, we're going to probably see. I think that Joey is going to be on her revenge tour and she's going to probably play around with Charlie a little bit more. And I'm sick of it. I don't want to see him anymore. I don't like him.
Yeah. You know, I don't know. Do you want to know what next week's episode title is before we get into some feedback?
Sure.
So next week's episode is called Sleeping Arrangements.
Oh, I mean, was this the attic shit? We got to figure out what's going on with the attic.
We got to decorate the attic.
Yeah. Or we're going on a vacay and we have to figure out what the sleeping arrangements are.
There you go. There we go. All right. Would you like to hear a voicemail from Temi?
Yes.
Ladies, let's talk about Busy Phillips since we like Audrey. She's best friends with Michelle Williams. You probably already know that. I think I remember watching the last episode of her talk show and Michelle came on at the end, you know. Busy was on the season 2 finale of Community for 1 second.
Oh.
You know, as Abed had earlier in the season professed his love for your Cougar Town. I guess the Cougar Town and Community executive producers worked it together to pay off that referencing at the end of that season 2 episode. So she was also on Freaks and Geeks, and as you just mentioned, she's on Cougar Town, so I think she's on Instagram a lot, too. So she I wonder is. What you guys think about her, Busy as the actress. I always have to make a Community Dawson's Creek reference, because if I can, because those are my two favorite shows.
Uh-oh. Thanks. Oh my gosh, Temi, look at that. We have something in common.
Did we know that Temi liked Community?
I don't know if we did. It feels like I've not heard that before, but no, I love Busy Phillips. I think she's like definitely breathing fresh air into like this season.
Yeah.
And I do remember that she is in an episode of Community, and of course she's in Cougar Town. And you definitely, I mean, you follow her a lot. So you
Yeah. I'm following her on Instagram and I watch her stories and yesterday she sang the entire song of Counting Crows along December.
Which why? Completely,
I don't know. She was just like, she started singing it on the floor on her rug.
What in the world?
She started singing it. And then she was just like, you know what? Like, I'm singing it. I just like have to finish it. So like it took like 7 stories for her to finish singing the song. I listened to her podcast once. She's having, she's touring with her podcast. They're having a show, 20 minutes from me. So I'm really debating if I want to go and see her because the tickets are very affordable. But also then I have to go to Newark and also I have to, I don't know. I'm debating. I'm going to see. But it's like $45. So maybe I should just go.
Honestly, very cheap.
Yeah, so I really do love Audrey in the show. I really like Busy Phillips. I think that she's very entertaining, and I love the fact that her and Michelle Williams are best friends after all these years.
I know. I think it's very sweet, especially because, like, at least currently, like, her and Jen aren't, like, BFFs. Like, they're definitely kindred spirits. Like, you could tell they'd get along. But obviously, it's, like, the Joey-Audrey mm-hmm. connection currently.
But obviously, the two actresses really vibed on set.
And yeah. And all these years later.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So, let's hear from DBK, the one, the only GBK.
Hey ladies, what's going on? Kind of a strange episode, this one, I feel like, because I feel like there was a passage of time since the last episode, like a couple weeks or something, because they're on break. And then we get Brecker is, like, back, and we, like Brecker, I guess, because he gave, like, Pacey a raise and Audrey the easiest job interview ever.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, Pacey's a car guy now, and he's got his cool coat now, because I feel like, yeah, his cool coat. Also, I found it strange, didn't Gail like Jen? Like, wasn't she a fan of Jen, like, always? So why does she not like that she's dating Dawson now? I feel like that's strange, but maybe I'm misremembering. And then this is the biggest lie Charlie told the whole episode, right? Is that he said that Joey's singing was good, that it was amazing. That's, like, clearly the biggest lie of the night that he told. And then we got Audrey and Pacey vibing at the end of the episode, which is, I feel like, a move by Pacey. If he's, I don't know, going for Joey's roommate and, like, only female friend she's ever had in life. Definitely a move, Pacey. Definitely a move. Jossie for life, right, guys?
Right. All right.
Peace. Till next week.
Yeah, I mean, to be fair, I don't know that we could put this on Pacey. Like, is he making moves on Audrey? I don't think so. Like, they're just hanging out, like,
flirty.
Okay, but, like, so is Audrey. So I don't know how that's, like, only Pacey's fault.
I mean, I think that, first of all, like, girl code, you just don't date exes. Well, that's friends.
Well, this is to his point, to his question about, like, why I thought, like, he said Audrey and Jen got along and whatever. Yes, they do, but Audrey is a loyal bitch. Like, Audrey is a ride or die. Like,
is she though? If she starts dating Pacey, then, like, I don't know if that is a loyal bitch move.
Okay, so wait, let me remember correctly. Audrey knows Joey and Pacey dated, right?
Absolutely.
So, yeah, I guess it's, to me, Audrey is if Joey is like, ugh, that bitch Jen stole Dawson from me, Audrey's gonna be like, yeah, she's such a bitch, because, like, that's what you do, you know?
Yeah.
Like, you take your friend's
side. And then you date your friend's other ex.
Listen, that hasn't happened. They're just hanging out right now.
They're talking.
They're talking. They're not talking like the kids say. They're actually just talking.
They're talking. No, but it's only a matter of time.
Well, we'll have to.
And just it's wait just and not see. A loyal thing to do.
Well, we'll see. You know what? We'll see. We can't talk about that yet because we don't know that anything has happened yet.
Yes. I guess. I mean, here's a good question. Can we be bought?
I don't know, like, how so?
If Danny Brecker gives us a raise and a Christmas bonus, do we automatically like him now? Probably.
I don't think we like him. I think we're just like, yeah, you're my boss and you're giving me money, so here I am.
Okay. All right. I mean, forgiven. $600, $500.
Yeah.
What can be forgiven?
I mean, on, he's, like, gonna be with his wife, I guess, like, whatever.
I mean, to be honest with you, just until the next girl comes along.
Exactly. Of course, he's a douche. Mm-hmm. Are you ready to hear? We have one more voicemail. Our first voicemail from Joy. Are you ready to hear it?
Oh, absolutely.
I'm so excited.
Hey guys, Joy here. I don't know why I'm, like, really nervous to send this voicemail, but I am. So this is my third attempt and we'll see if this works. So not all other Joey is drunk Joey, but all drunk Joey is other Joey.
Ooh.
Which is a character that I kind of love. And it's really interesting that Pacey can see that, considering he's pretty much the one who invented her. Everything that he said, except for the beauty contest, was in large part due to his influence in her life. The sailboat reference, come on. How am I supposed to be rooting for Dawson and Joey somehow when we have that moment and how close he got to her? Swoon. Oh, swoon. Anyway, this isn't going to be all about Pacey, I promise. I wanted to say thank you for reading my email. It is a surreal and humble thing to hear your words being said on air, and I greatly appreciate it. I'm going to download that app. I'm just a deplorably lazy person, so I don't know when that'll happen, and then I may email you guys. Also, I'm really, really kind of nervous about this whole thing I said about a dissertation. Maybe it should be more like essays for each season. I don't know. I went to college for like a semester and a half and then I dropped out. So I don't even really know what a dissertation is, but it sounded good. Anyway, this episode was great. It was fun. And that's really, I guess, all I can say. Thank you again. Your guys' podcast is awesome. And I'll guess I'll talk to you next time. Okay. Bye.
Joy,
that was so great.
I'm so happy.
You shouldn't be nervous because it's just like chatting with friends, really.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely.
It's literally what it is. But I have to say, I'm not the only one who saw it. Joy saw the same thing I did, that physical moment. Yes. I'm so happy I'm not alone in feeling like, again, and I'm not even the biggest like Jossie stan. Like, I, you know, I drink the Jossie juice a little bit, but like, lots I'm also very, I'm very team Pandy, but like, I will say there was a moment and I'm so happy Joy also saw it.
Yeah. Yeah. Very, I mean, happy. I guess there's a moment. I just like Dawson, I need it to be a little bit more obvious.
Yeah.
I need you to spell it out for me.
Yeah. But also, yeah, if you don't have to write a dissertation, you know what? Send us in whatever feedback you ever want to send in. Any feedback at all, we're always happy to get. So no pressure to write any essays, Joy. But I'm, we do love the voicemails. Yeah. We love hearing your voice.
Yeah.
It's so fun to put a voice to a name.
Beautiful voice.
And we love the feedback. I think that's so interesting that like she also noticed that moment between PC and Joey and like, you know, what do you think of her theory on like Pacey was kind of the creator of other Joey?
I think that the best thing that couples can be for each other is a positive influence and bringing back or bringing out your best self. And one of the things that I really do think works for Jossie is the fact that Pacey can bring out a lightness in Joey if they're both on like the best mental health space together, and then Joey can bring out like a stability and a seriousness in Pacey, which is honestly also the same thing that we kind of said about Pandy, but whatever. But I think I like the fact that Pacey was able to bring out these light moments from Joey, like the ship, like the, or the boat rather, like the times where they had fun and she was able to be more loose. The strip poker thing, like if you remember correctly, like she got mad at Pacey for playing strip poker. So it's not like she was playing strip poker.
Well, no, then she sat down and she was gonna play it. And then he like picks her up
and leaves. It didn't really come to fruition.
No, but I totally agree with you. And we like loved Vacation Joey, right? Like we talked all about.
Yeah, she was coming out with some sun-kissed skin,
backless shirt,
wavy sand, ocean sprayed hair.
Yes. No, I agree with you though. I feel like Pacey brought out the fun-loving side of Joey, and like we could look at that as a version of other Joey.
Yes.
And I totally agree, and I think it's very interesting that like she's with
Pacey the night that other Joey comes out again. Like, he's very much encouraging her to let other Joey come out. I think, like, honestly, Audrey and Pacey are the most, like, fun loving characters on the show, and so to have them be present when that happens makes a lot of sense. And also to have the pressure of, like, three different people basically telling you you're uptight, mm-hmm. and, like, feeling like I got A's so I want to celebrate, right? Like, I think all of those things had a hand in allowing other Joey to come out.
I agree.
Because I think the beauty pageant other Joey wasn't as fun loving as it was, like, emotional, you know?
Well, so she was doing that because she needed a scholarship or something like that.
Yes, that she was trying to do it for a scholarship. And then there was the moment with her and Dawson after that we, like, loved, because she was like, because he was like, oh, you totally transformed. And we were annoyed that it took that for him to see her that way.
Right.
So, but anyway, we love all the feedback from everyone. So thank you so much for sending that in. If you're listening and you want to send in feedback, you could do so shit90spod.com. If you want to leave us a voicemail or a message, you could also email us at shit90spod@gmail.com. And if you have something that's, like, short to say, you want to send us a GIF or a photo or whatever, you could find us at shit90spod on Twitter and Instagram. Sarah, where can you be found? What are you up to? What
do you want people to know? I don't know, not much. Shit90s pod on Twitter and Instagram, as you said, Sarah Ferguson. That's about it. Same old, same old. We're finishing up our coverage of Boy Meets World this week, which is super sad. And if you wanna listen, I think that we're gonna talk a little bit about, like, how the podcast came about. So if you want to hear kind of, like, our humble beginnings, then, you know, tune into that podcast, even if you don't listen to Boy Meets World, but or watch Boy Meets World. So, yeah, I mean, that's what I still have an entire season of Girl Meets World to watch. So I better get on that.
Yeah, I want to my plan is to go back and listen to, like, all of our season wrap-ups and stuff, and maybe listen to some of, like, the first podcasts we did. But definitely that's, like, the biggest thing happening right now on the podcast. And of course, we're also we're in the Christmas season. We're going to be covering Home Alone 2 with Chappelle and Tommy. So keep your eyes out for that. You can find me at the Jess Sterling on Twitter. And I'm covering Community and Mythic Quest, and also the new National Treasure show over on The Edge of History over on Post Show Recaps. So check out all of those things. Mythic Quest has been knocking it out of the park, in my opinion, for season 3. So check that out. Beyond that, come back with us next week for the next episode of Dawson's Creek, where we talk about sleeping arrangements. Should be fun. And until then, have a good one, everybody. Goodbye.
Just ask. Shit 90 shows taught me.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.